Kala Yerushalmi, corresponding to Eochin Bavli Daf Chof Gimel, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Hei Amud Aleph of the Mishnah. Ha'eichel mehem kezayis matzah b'pesach yotidei chayvosei, kezayis chametz chayv mehekoreis. One who eats a kezayis of matzah of these five grains fulfills his obligation of the mitzvah of matzah. One who eats from them a kezayis of chametz is on pesach is chayv koreis. Mis'aref echad mehem b'chol aminim harizah oivu b'pesach. If one of these grains became mixed with any species, one who eats it transgresses a lav loisase during Pesach. Anoyde min apas umin atrua, also behem to be Rivmeya says that if one vowed not to have bread or grain, he's forbidden in them. V'chacham raimim hanoyde min adogon eino also ela mehen. V'chacham say that one who vowed from dogon from grain is forbidden only in them. But Rivmeya forbids anything that's piled up in the field. V'chayovim v'chala uv'masas, these grains are obligated in chala and in masas. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov v'azavdi zeisemeres, sheloikin al chalasam d'var Torah. Rabbi Yaakov v'azavdi made an inference that our Mishnah, when it discusses even a mixture of the grains, one fulfills the obligation or he's liable for a kezayis, for each species is not better on the others. This teaches that one receives lashes midoraisa for their chala, means of a mixture of them, which is unlike Rish Lakish, when he spoke earlier. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Chiya bar Rava tipata sha'ochal kezayis mizeh or kezayis mizeh. Rabbi Yirmiyah quoting Rabbi Chiya bar Rava rejects us. He says that the case is he ate a kezayis of this species and a kezayis of this species. Neither is the majority, so there's no bittul, and likewise challah applies to equal amounts of two grains mixed together. Am Rabbi Yosi afilatema kezayis mekulen shniyhi shukulen l'shem chomed. A second rejection comes from Rabbi Yosi. You can even say that he ate a kezayis of all of them mixed together. Chometz is different because all of them are forbidden due to chometz, and they are like, therefore like one species. Mechava should say to Rabbi Yosi, Taman hu oime shnei dram rabim al echad v'vatlin oisoi v'achahu amahochin. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yosi contradicts himself. There in the first halacha, he said that even Rabbi Yochanan can agree that two matters of heta are the majority over one and the mevatlet, and here he says like this. I'm Rabbi Yosi Babun, Kinemas Nisan, I should say, Oi Kazayis Mizer, Oi Kazayis Mizer. And a rejection from Rabbi Yosi Babun is that in our Mishnah he ate a Kazayis of this or a Kazayis of this. Ha Hanoida Minapas or Minatfura Osa Bachol Kurabonim. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Meir said that if one vowed from bread and from grain, he's forbidden in the five grains. The Chacham say that one who vowed from grain is forbidden only in them. If one vowed from bread and from grain, is he forbidden in everything, according to Rabban? Rebchiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kilimas nisa hanoyde min adogon ein osela mehem. Rebchiyah, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered, the Chum argue only about the inference of Meir that only one who vowed from bread and from grain is forbidden only in the five grains. They add that also one who vowed from dogon, from grain, is forbidden only in them. Man kaimen, what's the case? Imbaimer pas Torah, if he said the words, bread of the Torah. Me'ata afilu afha imeh tevua Torah ye osa v'chol dechtevu tevua sakerim. Well, the Gemara rejects that if so, then even one who says grain of the Torah should be forbidden in everything because it says about the vineyard, the tevua sakerim means the product of the vineyard, using the word tevua to be usually means grain here, but that should seem even include that which grows in the vineyard. Iba imeh pas stam, and if he said the word bread without specifying, well, the only thing called bread stam is wheat and barley. Am Rabbi Yosef, kiyemtei b'makom she'oichlim pas, which is a kol davar, einecha koi pas stam, ela chamishis aminim bovad. And Rabbi Yosef answers that I establish this in a place where they eat bread of all types. The only thing called bread stam, though, is from the five grains.